I bring to you a word today from the mouth of Jesus Christ. While there were so many people gathered around him, he cried out in verse 44.
Well,
we read, and Jesus cried and said, He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but believe on him that sent me. For the Lord Jesus didn't just come by and mention this. It wasn't something that he said he was saying just so people would know. But Jesus Christ came by. And he saw the people. He saw the confusion. Jesus Christ was walking by and he seen that many people were scared and afraid. He seen many people were being deceived by the false teachers and leaders. And he had compassion upon the people. But he seen something more. You know what more he seen? He seen that the people that he was talking to, that they were hiding something. You know what the people were like? They were like double. They were saying, we really like the religion that we are being taught. Because the religion that we're being taught, we can get away with so much. The teachers at that time when the Lord Jesus came, you know what they were saying? They were teaching the people. They were saying, keep the commandments. My friend, they were saying, you need to keep the commandments. They were saying, you shall not steal. You should not commit adultery. And the people were saying, Hallelujah, Amen. And then they were dismissed. And then they went into the village again. What they liked about that was that at least what they were doing in secret was not exposed. And the teachers were telling them at that time, if you do these things, you're going to be okay. They were even saying, then you will be blessed. And then they said, if you try hard, you'll get small blessings. If you try harder, you'll even get some more blessings. And the people were confused. They liked that teaching, because at least they were being told everything is okay. But they were. It was still bothering them, these people, because they didn't feel comfortable. You know why? Because they were still getting sick. You know what happened? They were going to church every Sunday, and they were singing, and they were doing they were reciting the law, and they were feeling okay. But suddenly their daughter or son got sick, and then they would run to the leaders. Say, my child is sick. You know what the leaders would say? You're not praying enough. You're doing bad things. See, suddenly the mothers would be like, oh, I'm in trouble now. Or you would get, the fathers would get sick, laying down and not being able to get up. And then they were afraid. They were very afraid. Because they were sick suddenly. My friends, look at me, don't worry about people. I'm trying to bring your gospel, but still Jesus Christ can't come into you. So the people would say, you know what the people would say? If you pay more money to the church, then I will pray for you and you will get better. But that wasn't helping either. Nothing was helping. And so they were uneasy. The people were uneasy. The people were very uneasy. They were afraid. They were giving money. They were trying hard. But things were getting bad. Plus, some people were so sick. Some people were losing their children. And they were afraid. Children were sick. And you know what the people were like? They were starting to get worried. Why is all this happening? Why is our village plagued with so much trouble? And mothers were saying, why is my life plagued so much? The leaders were saying this: come to church, bring your money. They recite the law. And they would say, are you doing good with the law? And everyone said, amen. God will bless you. But then this man came, and he was so different. He was the opposite. Yeah, they have a church, they have choir. They have their traditions. They have their traditions. Every day they made some sima. Things were okay. Then they would sometimes get some distribution. That was helping a little bit. But nothing was changing. But this man comes into the village. Just like this. The man comes into the village and he starts preaching. But not only does he start preaching, but he does something totally different. He begins to heal the people. He begins to raise people from the dead. He begins to do miracles. And he's preaching. There was a problem with that though. A big problem with that. You know what the problem was? They liked his miracles. They really liked that. They liked that he was healing the sick. They wanted that. But they didn't really like what he was saying. You see, because the people said, the teacher said, I need to do better. But he doesn't know. You are sometimes letting a man come into your home, but that's a dog. We have to do better. As my, you have to do better. We shouldn't drink so much beer. We have to feel a little bit better. And you know, when we sneak into the cornfield, when nobody's looking, we shouldn't do that. That was what the people were saying. But this man, who was doing miracles, said something totally different. Completely different. This man approached the people and began to expose them. And that was not so nice. He went to the borehole. And a woman came to the borehole. And then he was waiting for the woman at the borehole. And when she came, then he didn't say, "Are you doing a good job? Are you going to church?" No, he didn't say that. You know what he said? "Give me some water." She said, "What kind of, why are you asking me for water? You're a Jew." Then he said, "If you ask me, I can give you living water." And she said, "Okay, give me." And then that's where it starts. Then he said this, "Go get your husband." And she said, "I have no husband." He said, "You're right. You had five husbands, and the husband you have right now is not your husband." You see, this woman was suddenly exposed. You know what she said to him? "Don't do that. Don't tell me the truth. I go to the Hallelujah Amen church. That's the church I belong to." No.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She had to take a step back. Because she said, "This man knows something about me." And they had a very big conversation. That's what this man was doing. He was going amongst the people. And he was exposing them. You know what he would say? He would say, "Well, where were you last night?" That's what he would say. He would say, "Friend, what happened last night? Or this week? You know that day? When your conscience was bothering you? Maybe nobody knows about it." And it was in the night time. And you looked around. And now you think nobody saw it. Nobody saw it. But this man was coming. And he would look in the eyes of everyone. And say, "What did you do? Why?" You know what he was doing? You know what he was doing? He was exposing. Why is he doing this? Why is the gospel coming to you in such a different way today? Because the only way he can do his work is to expose why he came. There's only one way that the gospel can work today. Is that we be exposed. Because what did Jesus Christ do when he came to this earth? What is his work? What does the text say? He was sent to this earth. For what purpose? To seek and to save those who are lost. The problem was almost all of them were not lost. They were okay.
They
were trying their best to keep the commandments. You know, the Lord Jesus would say this. Are you lost? And he's asking you today. He's coming here today. Yes, he wants to save you. Yes, he wants to do a miracle in your life. He's here. Yes, you can be saved today. But he doesn't save righteous people. Friends, do you understand this? He doesn't save people who are not lost. And I need to tell you how we're lost. The text says this. He's crying out. And he says, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. Are you lost? That's your question today. What are you here for? I hope you're not here just to have some nice time together. I hope you've come here because you're walking from home. I hope you came here. Coming inside. And saying, I'm lost. I'm lost. I'm lost. Tell me the way. Pastor. Tell me the way. I'm lost. Or have you come here today to meet some people? And talk about the latest relish that you had. I'm calling out to you. Who's coming today? In their heart says, I'm lost. I don't know the way. I'm in pain. My life is a mess. Nothing's working for me. I'm lost. Someone tell me the way. Boys. You're lost. If you believe it or not. And if you have not come here lost, then you cannot be found. Jesus Christ is coming to find people. And he's coming by one by one. And he's looking in your heart. And he's seeing, is this person lost? Let me help you more. What are you lost from? What does the text say? Jesus cried, he who believes on me does not believe on me, but him who sent me.
Yes, that's
different. See, maybe you think Jesus Christ, very nice person, very kind. He can do some nice things for you. And you've been told a nice prosperity gospel. My friends, you're receiving aid. Has the aid come?
Yes.
You received aid. A bag of corn. And a blanket. And these other things. Came to your village. And maybe you are even willing to say, God blessed us. But I'm telling you something. It's not a blessing from God. It's not a blessing from God. Do you think you're going to fight with one another and then call it a blessing of God? You know what God says? They get a bag of corn. Then it's gone. Then they go back to taking things again. You just were able to not steal for 1 week because you had corn. And you think God is blessing you. It's not a blessing from God. You know who it's from? My friends, I'm telling you the truth because I need you to be convicted. This bag of corn is only Satan who's making you believe that everything is okay. You know why I know that? Because I watch it. And if it's a blessing from God, He will get the honor. But He's not getting the honor. 10 bags put aside for sale. Make some money while we can. Mothers who say to their daughter, you stand in the line too. So we can get 2 bags. You see, fighting and anger. You know, if it's a blessing from God, you know what you will do? With the bag of corn? You'll go to your neighbor who has no corn and say, here is a bucket of corn. I got some, you get some. And another neighbor. And someone will say, but now your bag of corn is empty. But if it's a blessing from God, you will say this. The bag is empty. But my God will give me a new one. But what do you do? Someone comes, can I have a little? No, it's mine. Go. Get. I got this. You see, we have a church. And every week, maybe 10 families come. 10 families are members. But distribution comes. And suddenly there's 80 families in the church. Am I lying? Am I lying to you? To my friends. This is no blessing. This aid is not from God. You and me, we need to know something. We need to know why the Lord Jesus said, he who believes on me doesn't believe on me, but him who sent me. Maybe you know the name Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've even sang about him. But my friends, do you know him? Do you know him? And when I say him, I say the one who sent him. Listen to what the text says. Jesus cries out.
Yes,
why?
Do
you want me to tell you why? Because Jesus is crying out today.
Yes,
and he wants you to know someone else. Boys, listen to me carefully. Jesus Christ is coming to you today. And Jesus Christ is saying, sometimes you guys talk about me. Sometimes you sing about me. Because some men came here and told you that Jesus Christ is good all the time. And believe in him. But Jesus Christ is coming to you today. And he's saying this. He's saying, I want you to know him who sent me. My friends, Jesus Christ did the work. He labored to save us. But he did that for someone else. Who Do you know this God?
And
I need to ask you something. Who sent the Lord Jesus to preach to sinners? Who sent him? Who sent him? Do you know? As my help me. Who sent the Lord Jesus?
God.
God, but the Lord Jesus is God. Who sent him specifically?
God.
Who is God?
Mungu ni ndani.
Do you know him?
Mungunziwa. Tayani Mungu mungunziwa.
No.
See how convicted we are getting now.
What have you been doing?
Because we say, hallelujah, amen. But we don't even know why we're doing
it.
And the Lord Jesus is coming here today. And he wants to direct your attention to someone else. To God the Father. His Father. And your Father, whom you rejected. He was your father. He is your creator. And he said to you and me, I will be your father. Before we ate from the forbidden tree in paradise. And we don't have a father anymore in God. My friends, the Father doesn't want to know you. He sent you away. He sent me away. He said, go. Go away. You will never come to me again. You have sinned. And you have sinned away everything. You've sinned away communion. I will never be your father again. This is what happened. And that's why we're in trouble. We don't have a father anymore. Because we rejected him. And he will not come back to us. And if we try to go to him, he will not have us. Because he is holy. You see, Jesus Christ did the work. He came to do the work for his Father. But listen carefully. God, the Father, he has pity. He created us. And God, the Father, says this. My creation, my men, my women, I created them so perfect. I created Eve, your mother, perfectly. She honored me. I created Adam. You are my father. And I created them perfectly.
We're
preaching.
Mambo ya figa, saimbeso ya. Abwe kwenye mamkali mambo. Ah, nabwena salia, nabwena salia. Afika mambo. Yes, my tika libuno kwa mbili. Iti kwa kani, mbuno kwenye na kwa nini. Kwa isa kesu jibirigiti ya. Mbuno, natatuma kwa nini.
Yeah, let's go. Come on. Thank you for being late. I get to start over. I can start the service over again. We have more time.
Yes.
So you have to do teaching again. But all these people didn't hear it. Oh, you can do the teaching after me. The text that I am bringing to you today is from John chapter
12.
Do you guys not have Bible? Nobody has Bibles there? Did you bring your Bibles?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, take your Bible.
You
can follow along. The text says this. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but him that sent me."
Yes,
I need to repeat some things so you can come, so you can follow. Jesus Christ is saying this to the multitude of people who are struggling, who are in trouble, who are having two different thoughts. He was saying this to the mass people who are very religious. To the Amani Hallelujah Church. Who didn't understand anything. And were thinking that they were pleasing God like that. And they were not, and they were being taught by teachers who were not telling the truth. Those teachers were saying, "I just try to do the Ten Commandments. Try to live a little bit better. And do your best. Everything's going to be okay." And the people liked that kind of preaching. Because then at least they were not being exposed. You know, like today in the church, we can go to the beer tent on Saturday night. Then on Sunday we go to church. We do some sort of funny repentance that has no meaning. We sing some songs. The teacher says Hallelujah, and the church says Amen. We read a little piece of the Bible. Then we all are finished. We sing. Then we come together and talk talk about the latest relish that you have.
Akumvuza mwenzako akona majira njikwatu. Ah, tajira mparafuli ife, tajira mbo ikimbamba, tajira kumvuza bendio.
Even tonight we can sneak into another person's home.
Anthu angajita bebe angamalo sashiku mchidodo akwenda nyumba nkazi ya mnachiro kajita bina.
It doesn't matter.
Upo apini.
Because everything's okay. Because Jesus is good all the time. That's all we say. And that's our religion. But oh, if we touch our heart, if we are exposed, if we tell the truth, but this man Jesus Christ came and told the truth, and they were convicted. See, the Lord Jesus says this. You say if a man commits adultery, commits adultery, he sinned.
Yes, I'm out of the most I was an Udi Mamuna. I said, you go, Musa, you go, most I was an
Udi. And even you would all say that.
You know, some Kuna, right?
If your husband goes with another woman, is he committing adultery?
Mamuna, I was saying, I said, you go,
right? Right, so even we say that, right? Then the Lord Jesus comes.
Because
the people said, oh, it's a good thing he doesn't know. It's a good thing that the teachers don't know my life. Or they would think differently. But then this man comes, the Lord Jesus. And he looks them in the eye. And he says this. If you even look at a woman, you lust after her. You have committed adultery in your heart. You see? This man is being too truthful. They were struggling with this. They were saying in little groups, why is this man telling all about our culture? He's too much. And the woman would say this. But he's doing miracles. He helped my child. See, all these people were so confused. They wanted to go behind the Lord Jesus. But they were afraid. Because when they went to follow him, if they went to follow the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus would do this. Azmaya, look at me. Look at me. Don't worry about outside. They wanted to follow the Lord Jesus. But when they would begin to follow the Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus would say, do this.
Yes, I was a good.
And confront them.
I was a good.
You would tell the truth. You would just tell the truth.
I was a good.
Why? Why did he tell the truth? Because he had a special mission. No, it wasn't distribution of
maize.
He didn't go around to the villages and say, you're suffering. Poor people. Let me give you some maize and some blankets. That's not what he was doing. That's not the work of the Lord Jesus. He was saying, what's the matter with you?
Yes, I'm
saying. That's what he was saying.
Yes, I'm saying.
The Lord Jesus comes today.
Yes, I'm figuring.
And you know what he says? He says, what's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? Why are you so hurt? Why is there pain? What happened in your family? Where is your husband? Whose child is this? That's what he was doing.
Yes, of course, I'm going to be able to get my.
And that's what he's doing today. Why? The text says this. Him who sent me to seek and to find those who are lost. Now if someone is not lost, then they also don't have to be found. And I told you before in the teaching, if you are in a river full of crocodiles and you're in the middle and you can't swim, would you not be afraid? Would you be afraid? Would you be terrified? Would you even be more terrified if you had your baby on your back? Well, that's the problem. That's exactly where we are. We are drowning in the river of sin. The Shire River of sin. And we are holding our head above water. And our children can't breathe because they get lots of water coming into their mouth. And these teachers at that time, and all the false teachers in Malawi, they're coming by the brink of the water and they're looking at you with your eyes not so bad, and you're saying, you're gasping for air, and they're saying, it's okay, the crocodile's over there, he's not close to you. Just keep trying. Just try to swim. I can't swim! Don't be silly. My child can't breathe. That's okay. There's lots more children. An other pastor comes by and he says, oh, you're drowning. You just have to believe that you're not drowning. Then you won't be drowning. Bye. All this prosperity gospel. But that's not what the Lord Jesus came to do. The Lord Jesus came to do something else. See, the Lord Jesus is not doing this today. He's not saying, come swim. Try a little bit harder. Take my hand. And try harder. And you go under. And there's bubbles coming. And the Lord Jesus gets a stick. That's not how the gospel is coming to you. That's not who the Lord Jesus is.
Yes, Christ, by them, he may be.
You know what the Lord? You know who the Lord Jesus is? He's calling out to you.
Yes,
and he's saying, can I save you? Do you want to be saved? And do you believe I can save you? And now we've come to a point, boys. Where we need to go further, because we still don't know what we need to be saved from. Oh, maybe you think I have to be saved from sin, and that's the false teaching. No, we don't get saved from sin. Listen very carefully. You are a sinner. And even if you do less sin, you're still condemned. You need to be saved from something else. What do you need to be saved from? Let me explain it to you, but I'll tell you. Maybe you already can get it. You need to be saved from the curse that is on you. You need to be saved from eternal damnation. And that's what the Lord Jesus is teaching here. He's saying, whoever believes on me doesn't believe on me, but the one who sent me.
Send me.
You know what he's doing? The Lord Jesus is saying today to you, you want to come to me? You want to hear about me? The Lord Jesus is saying this. You have someone else to see. I'll send you to someone else. I have to send you to my Father. Because it's the Father heart who wants to save you.
And
he sent his only begotten Son to do the work. Who is your Father? We were saying this before you all came. Who is your Father? Does someone want to say? Who is your Father? Maybe the new people can say, who is your Father? You definitely have a father. I don't mean natural father. Everyone here has a father. Who is your father? Then why won't you serve him? If it's truly God, why won't you serve him?
That's why we call ourselves sinners.
But if he's your father, then you must serve him. See, it's an other lie. Let me help you, please. Because you automatically think God is our Father, but it's not true. He certainly is our Creator. But he's no longer our Father. He can't be. You know the story.
It's
been told you before. Adam and Eve were sent out of the garden. What did God say? What did God as Father say? You will never come to me again. There's flaming swords by the garden. And he said to Adam and Eve, and you and me, out! Never come, return to me again, ever! I will not be your father, for you have been disobedient to me. And I am holy. You can never come back to me again. God is not your father. Don't fool yourself. Don't be silly, people. You know what we did? We went out of the garden. And we said, I need a father. And you know who came? Sneaky. Very sneaky. Satan said, I'll be your father. You serve me. You already believed me by the snake. I'll give you promises. I'll help you. And you know what we said? We gave him a hug. Oh, I know I have a father again. That's what we do. Is that true? Let me help you more. Then we go to our father, the devil, and we say, I don't like my husband. Does the Bible say I can leave him? And our father, Satan says, yeah, he's not a nice man. You can find another one. The men go to
even use the Bible.
The men say, my wife, I need to leave my wife. Can I leave my wife?
If she's caught in the act of adultery,
I caught her in the act. Yeah, out she goes. That's her father.
Can I go into the sugar field to take some sugar? Father Satan, can I do that?
He
says, you're hungry. They have it so good. Ilovo is so rich. It's okay to take one or two. Thank you, Father Satan. You confirmed my thoughts. You're such a good person, a good father. You let me do everything. That's how we are, people. Can we beat our wife? Father Satan, are we allowed to beat our wife? And Father Satan says, yes, if she's disobedient, she must be put straight. You see? And you feel good. Because Father Satan is your father, and he said it's okay. Father Satan, if I go to a woman and pay her 1,000 kwacha, and she gets a baby, do I have to take care of this baby? No, the Azmai will take care of this baby. You see, we're in trouble. We're in big, big trouble. This church is in trouble. This village is in trouble. We have a father who we serve every day. Not only in deeds, but in thoughts. And you know what? I know something else. I'm telling the truth. And you know that our father Satan is very close by here. He's gnashing his teeth. He's trying to make me be quiet. Truck comes with new people. And I have to stop for a moment. And Satan says, good. But I won't stop. I won't stop because I know a father who is far greater than the one we've submitted to. I know one who has compassion for his creatures. I know one who loves you far greater than Satan hates you. So much that he sent his only begotten son. This holy father who we don't want, who we reject today, sent his only begotten son, and he said this. He said, son, look at the earth. Look what has taken place. Our creation, our jewel of the creation, mankind. Look what they've done. They've submitted to Satan and rejected us. And Father said this, my son, it is my will to save them. It's my will that they come to repentance and back to me. And the Holy Spirit and the Son said this. But Father, they cannot come back to us. You are holy and righteous. You are God.
And Father said this. There's only one way that mankind can come back to
me.
There's one way I can be a father to them again. Is if one pays for the penalty that they are supposed to pay. What's the penalty? It's like the Lord Jesus says this. Father. What's the penalty? What's the penalty? What's the penalty on them? What's hanging on them? What's pushing them down? Tell me the penalty. Can you help me with the penalty? What's our penalty? Someone help me. Death. The penalty is death. The Father says to the Son, Jesus Christ, the penalty is death. Like you're in the river with crocodiles all around you. And they're nipping you. And you even have your child on your back. And what has to happen? What is the penalty? Must take you. Not save you, but push you under. That's what's happening in our village. We're dying. We're going to the grave. One's dying. People are dying all over the villages. The penalty is death. And death means eternally lost. My friends, listen. If only the penalty was death, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Then we can just be on this life, eat some sima, have some different relishes once in a while, enjoy. We die, it's finished, good. It's okay. But that's not the case. You know how worse it is when we die and our father is still Satan, we go to him. And forever he rules us. And you know what he will do? If he stays your father when you die, he's going to take you. He's going to take you and you. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to say,
Believe
me. He will beat you. And keep beating you. He will say, remember you went to the sugar fields? And I said it was okay. It wasn't okay. And I tricked you. And you believe me. You
don't believe me.
That's what he will say. But it will be worse than that. He will take the sugar cane
and
you stole. And he will eternally beat you. That's how terrible it is. Someone here today is the next one to die. There's going to be one person. Who is it? We don't know. But maybe by the end of this week, one of you will be in the grave. And will you eternally obey your master and father Satan? There's a way of escape, people. And I've told you this before. And I desire that God would come in your heart. I cry out to the Holy Spirit to work in your heart today. There's a way out. Father said this. When the Son said, Father, what's the penalty?
Father said eternally
dead.
And
you know what the son said? If I take the death for sinners, then they can go free. Father said, if you're willing to take their penalty, they can go free. The Father said this too. You must go to earth. You must take not only the penalty of death, but you must take the curse of sin. You must be beaten. You must be bore through. You must take the accursed death of the cross. And his son said, Father, I am here to do your will. For your will is my will. You see, now Jesus Christ is in the village. And he's crying out with a loud voice. And he says this, you see me do miracles. And I'm proving to you I'm the Son of God. And you even respect me. But my Father, He's the one who sent me. You don't care about him. But I'm here to do his will. It's like the Lord Jesus is saying this. Why are you coming to me? Go to my Father. I'm here to do his will. And I'm preaching his word. It's his plan. But you're missing it. You want my miracles. You want me to give you aid. You want me to give you some distribution. You want me to give you some small blessings. And if you go to church, you think you'll get them. But the Lord Jesus is here today, pleading with you to go to his Father, the one who sent him. See, Jesus Christ says, I am a light in the world. A light that shines in a dark place. But you have a responsibility to go to my Father. You sinned against my Father. You disobeyed my Father. Go to him. And I'm asking you, which Father do you still have? It's one or the other. Either you have said goodbye to Father Satan, and through faith in the person of Jesus Christ have gone back to your Father, or you're still serving your Father Satan. And someone is here today and you're saying, how do I go back to the Father? I hope you're asking that. I'm praying you're asking that. How do I go back to the Father? How can I get there? We told you in the beginning you can't. You may not. His wrath will consume you in a moment. And that's such confusion for you. First the preacher is saying you can't go. And then he's saying go. It's so confusing. Listen carefully. On your own, the way you are, you can't go back. You can't go back to him. He won't accept you. Even if you repent, If you were on your knees for 1 hour,
and
you say, Father, forgive me, I have done bad, I have not done good, even if you, the way you think repentance is, even if you do that, the Father will say, no, he can't. Whatever you try, he can't. You can pray for 10 hours straight. You can walk from here to Blantyre and back. It won't make a difference. You can try to stop sinning and start singing. It won't help you. It won't do a thing for you. And that's why there's so much misery still. It doesn't matter what you do, you cannot go back to the Father. There's only one way. My friends, let me tell you one more time. You can try to stop sinning all you want. It's not going to help you. You can be busy 1,000 years. You'll only get worse. Boys, a whole bunch of people will tell you this. They'll say, don't go to the beer bars and get better. And they will tell you, then you'll know the Lord. It's a lie. It's not true. Listen to me carefully. Because I'm telling you a mystery now. So many people in this village have never heard this. And God wants you to hear it. In His providential counsel. So glory to God alone. That you get to hear something today. That so many people don't ever hear. But I need you to listen so carefully. Because it will testify against you. If you don't pay attention. The Lord Jesus says this. Go back to my Father. He wants to see you. And your soul, your soul says today, how do I go back? Oh Lord Jesus, tell me, how do I go back? I can't go back to the Father. How do I go back? How do I go back? How do we go back? What's the way back today? Asmai, what's the way back? You must know. What's the way back? How do we get back to the Father? It's only by faith in Jesus Christ.
By quitting our sins.
You see, you keep saying this. And I'm broken. Because you do as if you can quit sin. And I'm so happy that you at least answer what's in your heart. And she gave an answer what most of you are thinking or don't dare to say. People, wake up! Wake up! You must wake up! You cannot stop sinning. And then merit salvation.
Please
stop teaching the people this. Please. I'm saying that because you too will be accountable. Them. They will come to you when in hell, and they will say this: you told us a lie. They will. You will. You will.
Our
ndiye kumoro kucha ndikadzafika mulungwa dzakudzana kuti zvino makhumbirira zvako zvicha ndizonama ine sine mafuna kuti iwe usiyechimwe ya ndiye kuti ndimudzapsha ndima kupita kwaucho ndakangira majengere kuti muri kumoro chakamodzi udandina miziranje eh umanusa ndiwe ndiwe udzakangosi
because he's going to be responsible for your soul if he's your pastor. And I want to tell you the truth in Christ alone. Stopping sinning is not going to get you to heaven. It's not even possible. Look at Malawi. Tell me where this happens. Let me go to a village where everyone has quit sinning. Tell me where heaven is in Malawi. I want to see it. Tell me where heaven is in Malawi. Where they have stopped sinning. And are saying we're going to heaven. It must be a glorious place.
And,
if you know where it is, why are you not joining them? Why are you still beating your children? Yelling. Why are you still at the boreholes gossiping? Why are you running away from your wife? Stop this!
Stop.
And believe the gospel. See, the Lord Jesus says this. Whoever believes on me believes on him who sent me. It's only in the merits of Jesus Christ. He can take your misery. He can take your sins. But more than that, he wants to take your penalty. Your debt penalty. To the cross. See, you can't come back to the Father unless you have a mediator. Someone in between you and the Father. And there's no other name given under heaven and upon earth where we may be saved but the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are finished, you can't do it anymore. And your father Satan is pushing you further. And you're tired. And you can't even breathe anymore. And you've tried everything. There's one thing you can do. You can flee to Jesus Christ. And you can take his righteousness and go to the Father. He will accept you when he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. When he sees you've been washed and cleansed by his blood.
Jonathan, move the food from the basket. I noticed there is some signs from some other woman. They wanted to say to talk to him, but they can't talk. Go ahead.
Jesus Christ is your only hope. Is there anybody here today that will go to him who sent Jesus Christ? And who will go to the Father today? You are welcomed by the Father. Only in one way. There's only one way. And that is to be washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. To believe in Jesus Christ. That he is a sufficient Savior. That he stood in your place. That he took your curse.
to Golgotha.
Afika nao papila Golgotha.
My friends, I'm going to leave today.
Ndofuna ndichoke pano
lero. And I'm so scared for you.
Mandini mantha kwambiri kubwenga naye.
I'm so worried for you.
Ndofuna ndichisoni kwambiri.
Because I know you are going to keep trying to do better. And believe the lies of your father. And but I also know this. That if you flee to Jesus Christ today. To receive of him pardon. Then he will send you through to the Father. And when you go to the Father, you know what the Father sees? If you've been to the Lord Jesus, you know what he sees? He doesn't see you anymore. He doesn't see you. He sees Jesus Christ, his Son, in you. And you are accepted of the Father. The Father has an open door today. And Jesus Christ with his gospel is coming to you. Jesus Christ is saying this, my Father's door is still open today. My Father's door is open and he waits for you. It's not this man who's telling you this. I'm only passing on the message. The message of Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ says to you today. My Father's door is open. And he calleth. He calleth to you. Come unto me. The Father's calling you. And so many people here and in this village are saying, no, thank you. My father is Satan. And I will serve him. And someday maybe I'll be interested in you as a father again. And you reject the gospel. Gospel rejectors. When he came so close today. When he invites you. He invites you today. And he says, my father's door is open. My father wants to see you. And you ask, how can he see me? And Jesus Christ says, through me, I will be your mediator. I will be your lamb. I will be your curse. I will take it all away from you so you can go clean. So that you can be holy. And go to the Father. And Jesus Christ says to you today, not this man. I'm only passing on the message from my master. But my master is telling me, tell these people, I have been calling them so long. They have not been listening. They have not been hearing me. Tell those people today that I am waiting to receive sinners. That's what my master is telling me to tell you. I have to go away now. What do you want me to tell my master? My friends, what should I tell my master? What do you want me to tell him? Do I have to say today to my master in return, sorry, they didn't want you. They want their life. I have to tell my master maybe today. You are seeking to save people today. But no one wanted to be saved. They love their father. Their original father. The one they serve. And that man, he said no. I want to go to the beer tent tonight. Maybe next week I'll seek to be saved.
Is that what I have to tell my master? What message do you want me to give back to him? My friends, answer him. He's asking you, why not? Why would you not come to me? When I so invite you, when I come to rescue you, for Jesus Christ is coming to you in the Shire River today. To the Shire River where there's crocodiles swarming around you. And the Lord Jesus Christ is saying this. You know what he's doing? He's taking you. And he's saying, shall I take you out? I have the power to take you out and set you on dry land. And you know what people are doing today? When the Lord Jesus comes to put his hand out, while you're in the Shire River, you're saying this to the Lord Jesus. Go away from me. Put your hand away from me. I don't need you. I can do it myself. And the Lord Jesus doesn't go away. But he says, why not? Why can't I save you? My Father is looking for you. Wants to find you. And he sent me to come and seek and save you. And bring you back to my Father. How long will you struggle in the waters of sin and iniquity? Are you not afraid? Are you not afraid of judgment? Are you not afraid of condemnation, people? How long will he call you before he goes and never to return to you again? And you go to your long home. You go into the grave. And you wake up in hell fire. Where you'll be eternally reminded that Jesus Christ came today so close to you. Even Satan will say to you, on June 4th, 2023, the gospel came so close to you. And I made sure you didn't listen to it. I changed your heart very quickly. And now I'll laugh at you forever. People, I have nothing more to say. This is the message. Whoever rejects this gospel will go eternally lost. The master says so. But the master says one more thing. Whoever believeth on me will see him who sent me. Whoever believes on me will have eternal life. One last time. I tell you one more time. My master tells you one more time. There's a way out. There's a way of escape. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ. Whoever goes to him today in repentance and receives him, he will present you to his father. And you will know the father you have left and rejected. The master calls. My master calls you. And you have no more excuse. No more excuse. Never in your life till your death will you ever have an excuse. Never will you be able to say, I didn't know. But if you reject this gospel, Jesus Christ goes today, and you do not, and you have not been, you have not come to him to follow him, then it will forever testify against you in hellfire. It will testify against you forever. My master says so. My master is here. And he stays here today. And all who will go to him, he will in no wise cast out, but will give eternal life. Amen. Let's pray. Children. Quiet. We're going to pray, okay?
Yeah. See food, Akarebomu Makariji, Akarebomu Batunzi, Mavanga Pogos Mukaya the Father Bemperiansa Sankuri. Pingo said, take a muscle in here.
Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven,
Mungu, Wamhamuzonse, Amenuma,
you have an open door.
Asegula Magomo.
And in your Son, Jesus Christ, you are calling sinners to repentance. And you know those here today who are tempted to come to thee. Let them be so tempted by thy Spirit that they fall for thee. O Lord Jesus Christ, you've come by today with your glorious gospel. We call upon you. Please don't leave this place. Don't go away. Even if there was no one here that wants you, please still don't go away. But come with your Holy Spirit and convict these people. Convict us all. We're begging you. Let not this afternoon the people be carried away with all kinds of diverse desires of this world. But convict mightily in thy almighty power. And let sinners drop dead before thee to receive life of thee. Oh, we long to hear from this village, O Lord, that this village has become God-fearing. It would be so great honor to thee. Your name would be glorified. Your name would be honored. Your covenant would be glorified. Oh, we beg thee, let heaven rejoice this day because thousands of sinners from these villages are coming to thee for forgiveness of sin and life. Into thy hands we commit every heart here today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Up, Jesus.
Up, Jesus.
My friend, Satan. My friend. Let's let the words sink in, okay? We don't have to. We already said hallelujah, amen, church, we want to get rid of.
Okay.
We're not going to get an up, down, church going either, okay?
Okay.
So let's end with a song and let the words penetrate our hearts, okay?
Okay.
Move it.
Tawi noya. Din tawi acho pereka. So it's a number job erega. Kima kara jero kumbesera utenga job erega.
Chenga basi.
Jintasa job erega. Tose tikaimba nyimbo kuti tikapereke chopeka. So chopereka ichi tose tikapereke alimozi. Pajamina mawiki amene adusawa tinalonjeza naona kuti wiki yalero ikhala yacha chopereka yabusa. Nde tichiphatikizira. Chose chibwera alimozi chopereka kumaso amene asunga mphaso zabusa tidzapereke alimozi kusogoloka. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ndathu kuti tikaimbe nyimbo ya chopereka.
Singangulu ndiye Yesu mwana wa Mungu Sangalasa
Sangala
Mbali kwanja
Aisoni Ali Wajifu
Lo wabaleti na ilo
Dina
La Yesu Ndilo Matina lo
Dina
La Yesu Libamba Libamba na wanji
Zina lagi
Elo
lagu bona Yesu Inde
Yesu wabale zina ilo
Zina la Yesu
La Yesu nilo goma zina lo
Zina
la Yesu libamba Libamba na bwanji
Zina lagi
Elo
Agungonda Yesu
Inde
Inde
Yesu Iru Agulu
Agulu
Inu
Weani Nose
Ana
Ana
Inu
Inu
Nome Dari Ambuye Agu
Ambuye
Agu
Itanani
Rani,
Rani,
Rose Abale Zina Yo,
Zina La
Yesu, La Yesu Ndiro Kuma Zina Lo,
Zina
La Yesu, Libamba Na Bwanji,
Zina La Yesu,
La Je La Kukunda
Yesu,
Yesu,
Inde,
Inde, Wabale zina ilo
Zina
la Yesu Ndiyo kuma zina lo
Zina la Yesu
Libamba Libamba na wanji
Zina la
Yesu Nage
la
kukuda
Yesu
Inde
Inde
Bale zoiba zaku
Zoiba zaku
Zaku
Loro
giba
Yesu
Ama
Amadelo
Zonse diende wino
Diende
wino Wino
Jira ya
gero
Wimo
Wimo Delo wabale zina ilo
Zina la Yesu
Libamba na bwanjiru
Zina la Yesu
Nage
la
kugonda Yesu Yesu inde
Inde Yesu
Inde ndida mansembe
Ndida mansembe
Sembe ya mulungu
Ndila
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 Wabale zina ilo
Zina la Yesu
La Yesu
Ndilo kuma
zina lo
Zina
la Yesu
Libamba
Libamba na wanji
Zina la Yesu
Nage la kukunda
Yesu
Inde
Inde
moya ngathawi.
Okay, chawo.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, kami Mungu kuti tapanga imozi imozi. Ah, pa anthu amene ena sana tshikupereka. Ah, kachimve kuti mumtima mwawo apereka. Kodi chikhumbo chopereka nacho koma kusongera kwa thumba. Choncho tikapempha Mulungu kuti akapa sebe mphamvu ndi moyo kuti wiki nkudzai adzakhala kupereka. Amen.
Amen.
Choncho so tikathokoza Mulungu akadalisa anthu amene achosa mmatumba mwawo kuti anakatha amuna ndawo amene kapanga zosweka za mmanyumba komano achimva mumtima mwawo kuti adzapereke chopereka kuti timathandizanso mpingo komanso kudzeranso mkatikati mwa Khristu. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My friend, my friend, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
They said just an hour ago they don't know why they say hallelujah, amen. Can you explain to them? You can't. So why are you saying it? Sit down.
Okay,
it makes me sad.
You're breaking
my heart. You say you don't know why you say hallelujah, amen. And it keeps going. You do my master harm. You say, go to the Lord Jesus. Get out now. Because you don't even know what you're doing. And you lead these people astray, my friend. Let's stand up.
Ukapenya kwa Yesu uligo moyo kwa inde moyo.
Inde moyo somano mano tu.
Ola kwira.
Ola kwira.
Ukapenya kwa Yesu
uleyo.
Uombola.
Uombola
na fela tuwe.
Wanji mwazi wakeza usuga ife
tungadi uu.
Gadi uu
suni kwa na kuona.
Ona.
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 Ona. Ona tu.
Ona tu.
Uli moyo.
Uli moyo kwa yese ya penya Yesu yo.
Wakufela tu banda ndiye zile peradi.